to go to school with Zora Raschkes and watch her teach. And she spent a half an hour with an elementary school class, and it was remarkable for me to see in that she involved the whole class with the Socratic teaching method, questions and answers from the questions to the students, answers from them, and this entire class was wrapped up in her palm. She also taught values during this half-hour session, and you could just feel the interest of the students. So it's easy to see why she was a love teacher. I just had to interject that in this this interview with her. But now let's go on with the interview, and let me give this to you, Zora. I wanted you to talk more about this family of students you had and the expression of what they were feeling in your classroom, the fears that they had, and if there was a difference among the blacks and whites in the classroom.
That's a good question, because not being black, or for the other color, not being white, it's hard to know how they actually feel. But I figured out long ago that to treat each of my classes like a family was the only solution. And today, as you pick up the television or read in the paper, there are quite a number of families who have picked up a black child who was alone in the world and adopted him, or the people who go off to China to adopt some little Chinese girls because the Chinese people don't believe in keeping girls. It means that to become a part of a family means that you are wanted and loved and treated like an individual. It doesn't matter to whom you were born. Of course, it's nice to know that you, in your family, you have the people who come from yours and your husband's or wife's stock. But it also is interesting to know that a family is anyone who's treated with such warmth and respect that he can belong to a group of people like a family if he has no other one to call his own. In this world, it seems to me unfortunate that there are so many orphans who are left to just God knows what in the orphanages, and many of them don't live very long because there's nobody to take care of them. And I wish there were some kind of a law that says you can't bear a child unless you have the wherewithal or the future plan to see that that child's taken care of. Because even today, it certainly isn't true that many of the people have children and they don't want them, and they abandon them, or they just neglect them. It's sad. But somebody's going to have to do something about that, and it certainly isn't you and me, but somebody else.
Do you think that the other teachers you were around during these mid-60s have the same philosophy of their classroom being a family, or do you think this was something that only a few had?
Oh, I don't really know. I wouldn't ever attempt to put my philosophy to work with somebody else unless they saw the way I was doing things and they liked it, so they wanted to copy it. Many of them had ideas of their own that were probably different from mine and better than mine. The whole thing that each teacher should examine his or her own personality and figure out how best he or she handles people, or if he doesn't know how to do it, let him learn how by watching and observing and seeing what gets the best results. It seems to me that if a child is put in your class, it's up to you to develop that child to his fullest. You may have him only for a half a semester or a semester or 2 years or 5 years, but he should have left having taken the best of you with him. And there are any number of people who have remarkable insight on how to deal with children, and they don't know they have it because they've never tried. Or if they've tried it and found that it didn't work, they realize that was the wrong way, let me do it the right way. It seemed to me that in the classrooms at the university level where you're training to be a teacher, there should be more emphasis on learning how to respond to different personalities, or finding out the background of the children in your class, so that you'll know that this little boy needs special attention because his father was killed in a burglary and he's still missing that father and may miss him the rest of his life. Or a mother who's overwhelmed with duties, she has more to handle than she can possibly handle, and the child has never learned to take some of the responsibilities of the household. I think that going to school, you should learn all those things, and you'll say, well, that's ridiculous. In school, you have to learn subject matter of the subjects you're studying. Well, probably the most important subject matter that you're going to study is yourself, and you have to figure out what's good about you, what needs remedying, what you need to be developed into, how you learn to appreciate things that you don't learn in your own home. It's a world that you go to when you go to school. And you may go to one elementary school and get one world and then go on to the next. And you're always learning. You learn from the minute you're born until the minute you die. And you may have some good teachers and you may have some bad teachers. But the learning process will go on as long as you make up your mind. You're going to ferret out the things that you need, pay attention to them, and develop into the kind of person you want to develop. In other words, it isn't always up to somebody else to develop you. You have to be smart enough to say, oh, I wish I were that kind of person, and find out what that kind of person does that you don't do, and learn to do that. It's exciting, and if you're able to accomplish it, isn't it wonderful when you've developed into the kind of personality that you want? And if you haven't developed, then it's up to you, possibly when you go to college and you learn all about psychology of self, to find out what it is that's lacking in your own upbringing and make yourself responsible for learning to be that kind of person.
So, Zora, how did you go about learning about the backgrounds of each of your students?
I found out by having the parents come to visit. I would have that first meeting where I met all the parents at our home, and Mel was right with me. And then at the end of that time, I would have gotten a little taste of them and realized where the child comes from, and made it a point during the year to learn about those parents. Many times they came to the classroom to help develop the child. And it's possible. It's not an impossible thing to do. You make up your mind you want to learn about people, you learn about people.
Thanks.
Well, I enjoyed your interest. I think it's wonderful that you want to do this. Uh-huh.